Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Let's Talk ABM with me, Declan Mulkeen, CMO of account-based marketing agency Strategic ABM. ABM is one of the hottest B2B strategies right now, helping companies to win, grow and retain their most important accounts. This podcast allows me to spend some time talking to account-based marketing leaders about their ABM programs and share their insights with other B2B marketers, wherever you are on your ABM journey. So today I'm joined by Karen Strugnell, who's the Global Client Relationship Marketing Leader at Accenture. Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Thank you, Declan, for this opportunity.
Well, obviously, Let's Talk ABM. We're going to talk about account-based marketing for the next half an hour or so. But I'd like to talk about you first, actually, because I was looking at, you know, at your LinkedIn profile when we were, before we met. And obviously, what struck me was, you know, the very, very seasoned B2B marketing professional with a long time spent at IBM, the Big Blue. And also, what struck me was obviously that you've been based out of Paris for, I don't know, you'll tell me, but it seems like a number of years. So you're obviously an expat, probably not going home now, back to the United Kingdom. But I'd like to ask you those two questions, really. But first, let's kick off talking about the time you spent at IBM. Tell us a little bit about the marketing you did there, and tell us a little bit about the account-based marketing that you did there, and then we'll move on to talk about France and Paris.
Yes, so I spent a number of years at IBM and had various, you know, very interesting roles. A long stint really in industry marketing for our consulting business across EMEA. And so that was really working with the account partners and account teams on some of our largest financial services clients. And I felt that was really, a good segue into account-based marketing, because in industry marketing, a lot of it was about really working directly with the clients. In industry marketing, you really have to understand, you know, the client context, what's going on in the industry, the trends and so on. So, you know, it was definitely a good way to, a setup actually for moving into account-based marketing afterwards. And then I did move into an account-based marketing role across EMEA, and it was really about setting up that ABM function, starting with account selection. So really starting from scratch, account selection, prioritization, and working through the resources and activities and available, and basically, you know, structuring what account-based marketing was. And then that led into working with a global team about defining account-based marketing globally. And that was then the program that was rolled out across IBM.
And so just touching on that then, from your time and the kind of time frame, obviously this year we're celebrating 20 years of ABM. For, I think Bev Burgess coined the phrase back in 2003, doing work with Accenture. So therefore, and I think also with Unisys. So with your work with IBM at the time, you were more or less at the beginning of that journey as well, that kind of ABM journey. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. So, but initially, as I say, I was focusing more on industry marketing, and we didn't really talk about ABM per se at that time. And it was more of an industry focus, but we lent towards working specifically with our largest clients. You know, it felt like a natural thing to do, especially when you have really large, conferences, industry-specific conferences, thought leadership. You want to bring that to the client. So we actually started to think in those terms without calling it account-based marketing, I would say.
Yeah. So let's talk about the connection with France and Paris. The question I had in my mind, I spent a long time on and off living in Paris and working there for my 16, 17 years. So when I saw that you're based there, it kind of brought back nostalgia of my time there as well. But from the time you spent there, how many years have you been living there now?
So I've been in France for actually almost 30 years, coming up to 30 years. So it feels like a very long time, and obviously longer in France now than I spent in the UK.
Well, I was going to say, go ahead.
So, yeah, I feel equally French and British most of the time.
Well, the question I was going to ask you, having worked there and I've done a lot of sales and marketing in France as well, and had to market and to French companies and the like, do you think that kind of how your mind has changed perhaps, and how your mindset has changed, do you think that has any impact on how you approach marketing and how you approach kind of communication?
It probably does. To be honest, it's so much a part of me today that it's difficult to see what it would have been otherwise. What I would say, though, is I think the whole idea of being, you know, sort of bilingual and bicultural is a really useful thing when it comes to marketing, especially in a global organization. I think there's something about the ability to, you know, really making a conscious effort to understand, to listen, and to be able to adapt, essentially, from one culture to another. In the account-based marketing world, that is actually one of the, you know, key strengths, that you know, being able to adapt and understand to different client contexts. So I think it's actually a skill that that probably comes from that situation that's really helpful in my work today.
No, particularly as if you know, account-based marketing is all about putting the customer at the center of what you do and getting as close as you can to them and understanding them as much as you can. So having that ability to understand their culture, their psyche, what makes them tick, etc., in a different culture. And obviously there's so many huge French accounts across, you know, petrochemical, oil, IT services, etc., that it's a real benefit. So Karen, you moved relatively recently, I think about 12, 18 months ago, to Accenture, another well-known company. And actually, we mentioned just at the beginning of this podcast that Accenture was one of the first companies to actually create and deliver account-based marketing programs back in 2003, I think it was. So tell us a little bit about the role there that you have at Accenture and a little bit about the ABM programs that you are responsible for.
So I actually work in a cross markets team in client relationship marketing. So it's a fairly new client relationship marketing is a fairly new organization. And as the name suggests, there's a really strong focus on relationships, on building and strengthening relationships with our key buyers and stakeholders. You know, this is a services, B2B services industry, and the relationships that we have with our key clients are a very key component, you know, of the business that we do with them. We make a distinction between client relationship marketing and account-based marketing. Actually, our CMO, Jill Kramer, talks about this and says that, you know, account-based marketing can often be seen as like the last mile of personalization, personalizing campaigns to a specific client. In client relationship marketing, it's really about putting the client first and understanding the client context and then creating the relevant context experiences and content for that particular client. So again, the focus is really on, you know, really building and strengthening relationships, the key relationships that we have.
No, I love that kind of definition and the split between the two of them as well. There's something that you said to me when we were talking previously. It's quite long, but I'm going to read it just because it really kind of, I made feverish notes when we were chatting before, and I thought that it was important to share this with the audience. But you said something like, with one account, it might be a VP project or build up a new relationship or an engagement plan, whereas with another account, it might be more mature, and it might be a case of broader based outreach, more tactical things. So when I was reading that back, this is what I kind of love about ABM, the fact that you can, you know, you can really go deep, you can really go personalized with each account depending on where they are in their journey, their level of maturity, their knowledge of you as a company, their knowledge of Accenture, the different services that they are procuring from you. Tell us a little bit, if you can, about that. And also there's another thing that you said which kind of jumped out at me. You said that you were kind of doing one-to-one, but in a one-to-few model, which I'd never heard of before, but I kind of love that. So tell us a little bit about the different approaches to the way that you engage with accounts, with customers, and this whole thing about one-to-one in a one-to-few model.
Yeah, so that was just the way that I think about this, because for me, one-to-one is really about highly customized approach with each of the accounts, right? And you know, obviously there's a lot of resources and implications around that. A one to few, you know, you're serving multiple accounts, but for me, really what we're doing is having that highly customized approach on multiple accounts. And so that's what I mean by one to one in a one to few model. And again, coming back to the different types of work, I think that's what makes it really varied and really interesting. And for each of the accounts, there will be a specific context, of course, you know, the client itself, the industry that they're in, their current challenges and ambitions, and, you know, where we are also with that account. So that creates a specific context. So again, there are a number of things, you know, multitude of things that we can do with each of those accounts. It may be that there has been a change in the C-suite for one of the key stakeholders, and that we really need to build that relationship up from scratch. That may be one scenario. And you know, if that's the case, then we will really work hand in hand with the account team and the sales leaders around, you know, what it means to build up that relationship. We talked about trust earlier. Mm. These things take time. But we would lean into things like, you know, our value proposition and articulating the partnership that we have with our client and just bringing those, you know, that partnership narrative to life. You know, that's one aspect. You may have other accounts where you want to go really broad, and it's much more about creating awareness or education on certain types of solutions. And there, you know, more of a broad-based digital marketing type campaign would be relevant. And then another instance, you know, there may be a really big deal that's in the works, and the relationships that we have with the key stakeholders who are involved in that, you know, that we would want to work on that relationships from that perspective. And, you know, at Accenture, we would hand those off to, you know, our pursuit services, who will then go and work on deal specific marketing. And that's something that we would, you know, sort of join forces and connect with to ensure that we're, you know, being relevant. But then you could actually also have all three of those things going on at one account at any one time. Mm. Again, that's what makes it really varied, but it's having that sort of starting from that deep understanding and context to define your a strategy for the account.
Yeah, and I think linked to that is another thing that you said when we were chatting previously. You said, and I think this was from your time at IBM, I think you said, I enjoyed working directly with the customer and doing speaker engagements, videos, case studies, and just what you said then as well, really bringing the partnership to life. So do you think that's what makes ABM, account-based marketing? And I think we need to remove the M somewhat, because I think that's a little bit kind of misleading, the M of account-based marketing. But do you think that's what makes this kind of account-based approach so special, that really close relationship that you have to build with a customer that is not as common in other marketing disciplines?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I think for me, it's what makes it so interesting, because the moments that, you know, when I look back and, you know, I remember taking the CEO of a French bank to a conference in Las Vegas, and he was speaking in front of 11,000 people, and just, you know, being with him at that moment, you know, things like that are just absolute highlights, and things that you kind of remember forever. But it's just having that connection with the client, definitely for me, that makes it a lot more interesting and unique. And it can take, you know, various different formats. It's, you know, working directly with the client to scope out, you know, the way the workshop will go. It could be working on a joint press release or a case study, as you say, creating a video. But I think these are times where, yeah, marketing, the boundary between marketing and business is slightly blurred, I would say. Mm. And it's almost, you know, sort of business development. Sometimes I do question to what extent, you know, what I do is purely marketing. Again, for me, that's what makes it interesting.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's kind of a recurring theme from a lot of kind of Let's Talk ABM guests, that some of them do say they feel more sales than marketing sometimes. And that example of, you know, going with the CEO of a French company, going to an event, that is kind of more of a sales type role than it is actually a marketing role, really. But I think you're right. I think this blurred, that line blur, which I think is a very good thing, to be quite frank. Otherwise, just marketing, sales, you know, we're from Mars and these guys are from Venus, or whichever planet you want to choose. But there's another thing you said to me. I seem to be kind of picking up on all these different things that you said to me when we chatted previously. But another thing you said to me, which really jumped out at me, we talked about conflict. And you talked about a conflict between tactics and strategy. So, and obviously some people get mixed up what a tactic is and what a strategy is. So we might need to define that at some point as well. But what do you mean by a conflict existing between tactic and strategy?
Maybe conflict isn't actually the right word, but I would certainly say that the I think there's a tendency for marketing, you know, to jump into tactics. And it's almost because, it's a safe place to go, or it can feel that way. It's something that we know how to do, you know, events, connecting accounts into events, thought leadership, different types of marketing activities. And not starting with defining, what the strategy is, and working with the leadership team on what those strategic priorities are. There's a tendency to do that because, to be seen to be doing things is one, and, to sort of quick wins. But I've seen, when you do that without having done the sort of strategy work in the first place, that it's almost impossible to be or to remain relevant in that case. Because ultimately, if you don't have that deep understanding and alignment around strategic priorities, then the activities that you're proposing can't really resonate and be really relevant to the client. And I think also you run the risk of, when not having that strategic seat at the table with the sales leadership as well, when you do that and marketing to continue to be considered as, this support function that we can call upon when we need some, sort of type of marketing activity. Whereas when you start with a strategy, the conversation is different, and you do have that place at the table, and you define jointly what the strategic priorities are. And actually then the marketing plan and the tactics flow quite naturally from that. Now, I'm not saying it's not a huge amount of work in itself, because it is, working through what they are, what the relevant tactics are, how you actually personalize them and customize them for a given account. That's a lot of work. Mm. It becomes so much easier when you're really clear on the strategic priorities and you have that alignment with the sales leadership team.
Yeah, and I think added to that, probably I'm going to sneak a question in here, which is that thing that you mentioned several times is time, and no one seems to have any time. So how do you make sure that you're given that time to actually do that strategy work, to do the hard work, that then that background desktop work almost? How do you get that time?
It is a really good point. And I think, linked to questions around, the hardest part of ABM and, what it is that it's about the time that it is required to do it. Now, I'm not saying that you should not do any tactics in the meantime, because there will be immediate things that you just think, okay, we will, of course, get the client involved in this particular activity event that's happening. We should share that, we should do things immediately, but not without doing the strategic work. So I think there's almost a way to manage that is to start from that strategic place where you can bring in some immediate irrelevant tactics. Mm. And start to do that, but maybe sort of keep them going in parallel almost. But there is, it's a lot about changing, the mindset. We talk a lot about this, changing the mindset in marketing when you do move to an account-based marketing approach, which is, it's not really about quick wins. It's actually really a longer term initiative, and it should be, you need to allow that term. If you really want to see results, you need to factor that in to your account-based marketing strategy.
I'll make sure I try to see whether that fits on a t-shirt, because I think more people need to hear that, really, because it's a message that we're trying to get out to the market a lot about the fact that ABM takes time. And yeah. I think you're right. And at the agency, we have a program which we call Kickstart Accelerator, which is exactly what you were saying then, is you can put into market with the accounts certain programs which can do some testing while you're busy working on the strategy in the background. But it's a case of, there's a lot of education, as you said, and there's a lot of setting expectation, I think, is really important as well. So if everybody's agreeing that this is what's going to happen, it's going to happen on this date in the future, whatever it is, and everyone says, okay, I get it, that's fine. And I think as marketers, we've got to be great communicators. As ABMers, rather, we've got to be great communicators.
Yeah.
To communicate to those audiences that need to hear what's going to happen and when. You mentioned about perceptions and changing perceptions. Obviously, there are many use cases for ABM, client growth, retention, new business opportunities, etc. And one of them, obviously, is changing mindset, changing perceptions within an account. And I think you gave a case, an example earlier when we were speaking about it may be the case that an Accenture customer might be buying tech solutions from you, but you'd like them to know more about your full capability, you'd like them to know about your consulting or your customer experience solutions, etc. Could you possibly share a little bit about how do you do that kind of perception shift in an existing customer that is a big buyer of X, but you'd like them to know a little bit more about Y and Z?
Yeah, and I think that it's a very common, common challenge that companies have. But ultimately, the experience that the client has of you is very personal and directly linked to what they've been in contact with. And so if you have, projects running on certain topics, then that will really shape the way that they see you and the things that you are really known well for. And so there is that challenge of how do you break out of that? How do you broaden it out and basically change perceptions? Mm-hmm. I think there are a number of things that work in those in that context. One is something that we do at Accenture, which is around sort of bringing the partnership to life, telling the story of the full value, the 360 degree value. That's actually something that we talk a lot about, is articulating the value that we bring to these really large clients across six dimensions, multiple dimensions, not only financial, which is often, the most first source of value, but also around customer experience, also around sustainability, inclusion, and various other factors. And when you start to tell a story which is based on the value that you bring to the client, that's one way of showing that it's not just about a specific solution, but actually it's, a broader set of capabilities that are behind it. I think the other thing is, when you want to bring in different ideas, leaning into things like thought leadership, and especially when there's an industry lens. So you're tackling industry topics with this thought leadership. You're not looking at it from a solutions or a products perspective, but actually you're, talking the language of the client and their industry and solutions, for that, which will span multiple different sort of product lines or solution lines for you. So using that and then, on a practical level, taking that into the account through, workshops and bringing in the relevant SMEs who are on, renowned in their fields on these different topics. These are ways that you can, really sort of broaden your reach within the accounts. I think those are, sort of a good starting points.
I think some great points there, Karen. And I think leading to that actually is, or linked rather to that, is this whole issue around trust. And I think this is something very close to your heart. And I know it's something very close to our heart at the agency as well. We're a great believer in the fact that ABM, a key element within an ABM program, is how you build trust with those accounts. So tell us a little bit. I think you mentioned CR marketing is the name, or CR relationship marketing.
Relationship marketing is
the name of Accenture. And tell us, obviously you can't fast forward a relationship. You can't accelerate a relationship. You can't build trust in an accelerated fashion. Even with ChatGPT or whatever else has come out in the last few weeks or whatever, these things take time. Tell us a little bit more about your thinking around trust and how it manifests itself within an ABM program.
Yeah, so I think trust is, it's the basis of any relationship, personal or professional. You can't build a marketing plan to create trust. It's something that happens. It happens because you have, sort of certain behaviours, because you have shared values, things like consistency, reliability, being coherent. And there are sort of sets of behaviours and that help to establish trust. In fact, there's an interesting notion of the trust equation, which says basically that, credibility, reliability and intimacy over self-orientation are basically what builds trustworthiness. And so if you think about, credibility, it's a lot about what you say. Reliability is about what you do, the way that you show up. And so in services projects, a lot of that is about, the way that you deliver them as well. And intimacy is really being able to get having direct and difficult conversations with a client. Over self-orientation, which is really about, caring more or less about the client or yourself, you know, where the way that that balance goes. And I hear that, you know, account teams, you know, talk about this notion. I think from marketing, it's really important that we also, you know, think in those terms. When it comes to being transparent, for example, some of it can be the tone of the conversation or the tone that you, you have when you're writing reports or you're writing, you know, email copy or you know, whatever it is that you're creating. Tone can be one thing. You know, it's also about having a sort of collaborative approach with the client and being open and honest when there are issues potentially. And it's helping, you know, the sort of sales and leadership team in communications to, you know, get that right sort of balance of tone. And then also, again, you know, the transparency. I talked about this notion of sort of value and value reports, and that's something that we work on where we share the value that we bring. But again, it has to be authentic and it has to be something that the client recognizes. So there is a level of transparency as well when we're doing that. I think those are elements, you know, that help over time, and it takes time to build, you know, trust. And those are, you know, so it's really key to developing and strengthening those business relationships.
Yeah, and I think linked to that as well, what we see with a lot of companies that we talk to, you know, we run this workshop called ABM Lunch and Learn, and I think we've done about 300 of these workshops. And so we've got a lot of data that we've spoken to people. And I think very often we see where some companies in the B2B space go wrong is they try to rush, you know, the classic kind of, you know, get a sales meeting, book a sales meeting, book a demo, all this kind of work, when the customer or the prospect isn't really ready for that yet. They need to build that trust with you first before they want to start. So I think it's almost like you've got to think about activities, going back to marketing and ABM, activities that build that trust up front. And then the customer or the potential customer will then make a decision when they're ready to engage you more, to learn more, to join that executive meeting or whatever. But I think it's a lot of hard work, really, I think. And there's no denying it's hard work, and there's a lot of legwork and a lot of it's a very human thing as well, which I'm delighted with, because obviously with all the personalization and all the technology that's involved these days, it is a very human thing. It's a very personal thing to build that trust. So, Karen, let's just finish off some very rapid fire questions and some really kind of quick answers from you. Tell me, obviously, you've been involved in account-based marketing now for quite some time. What would you say is that one thing that you've taken from this ABM journey, this one learning that you've taken from this ABM journey?
I think it's really about trying things out. You know, that's I've had loads of ideas about and you know, convictions about things that would really work and that we absolutely should have, you know, should try this on a particular account, and you know, with varying degrees of success. And I think the main learning I get from that is actually try. You know, it's this fail fast kind of mentality, which is, you know, try things out. And if it doesn't work, then you adapt, you change. But, you know, test your ideas out, you know, sort of to carry them through. I think that's one of the main learnings that I have.
No, I think that's many, many guests say the same thing as well, that you shouldn't be afraid of failing. And I remember Akriti Gupta, who was at Google Cloud when I interviewed her, I think she's moved to LinkedIn now. She was saying that Google have this famous mantra about, you know, fail fast, learn fast, or kind of mantra in the organization. A couple more questions to finish off with. What is the hard, I think you talked about it earlier actually, but what do you think is the hardest part of ABM?
I think it comes back to the time that is required to do it. And, you know, getting people on board with that, with the idea that it is going to take time and it's not necessarily a quick win. It is also the change in mindset. And, you know, that's it's relevant for the sales and account leadership teams. It's relevant for marketing as well. Yeah. And it's shifting really from, you know, again, this sort of a focus on tactics and ensuring that, you know, marketing then moves up to a more strategic position and working, you know, with the sales leadership. So I think those are the two things I would say.
Yeah, I think two very, very valid points. This is a question I like to ask people. What do you think the greatest misconception is about ABM?
I would actually go back to, you know, the quote I mentioned earlier from our CMO, Jill Kramer, which is, you know, this idea of ABM being the kind of last mile, and that basically, you know, you have marketing campaigns and you basically plug them into certain accounts and you're doing account-based marketing. And whereas, you know, really it's about putting the client at the starting point, at the center, getting a deep understanding of the context and, you know, the priorities there and working back from there. I think that would be the main one.
So Karen, very, very last question now. So imagine, you know, it's been a tough week. It's Friday evening. You're dying for a glass. You're based in Paris. You're dying for a glass of Sancerre or Bourgogne or whatever your favorite tipple is there. And you get a call from an old friend of yours, maybe perhaps from your ABM days, and they say, "Hey, I'm at a new company, and I'm presenting an ABM strategy on Monday morning." What's that one piece of advice you say to them? Hey, don't forget to
align on your strategic priorities with the leadership team. You know, agree on what those are, and ultimately what success will be for you.
So kind of define success with the team there, make sure everyone agrees what success looks like, so therefore there's no ambiguity.
Exactly. And, you know, explaining obviously what account-based marketing is, and again, coming back to this time, you know, in ensuring that people understand that it's they're in it for the long term as well.
That's a good one. We'll make sure that we'll put that on the T-shirt as well, that you're in it for the long term. Karen, thank you so much for sharing your ABM journey with us today. All the best for to you and your team there, Accenture, for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Declan.
If you enjoyed this episode of Let's Talk ABM, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted. Feel free to rate and review this podcast. Thanks so much for listening.